Hi listeners, I am excited to announce that season 2 is over. Admittedly, it was 15 episodes instead of 24, but that was because of the hitches we experienced early in the season. Our longtime listeners know what I'm talking about. This season was especially brutal because there were some horrific things going on, and learning about them kind of changes you as a person, and it should, unless you're made of stone. Surprisingly, one of the most graphic episodes I have ever released has the highest number of average listeners, which is odd because I never expected that. Another reason why I liked this season is because of how detailed it was. Admittedly, I wasn't in the best place mentally when I started this second season, but as I slowly got into the groove, this season became one of my favorites, especially because I find season 1 to be a bit amateurish. This is my opinion. I know that there are people out there who prefer season 1 to 2, most likely because of the length of episodes. Season 1 had longer episodes, but I shortened them for the second season because I wanted Society of Strife to be the perfect podcast to listen to during a break or a commute. What is the point of having a long episode if it means that the average listener will have to pause and then continue later? If that does happen, there's a high chance that the listener won't remember the part that they listened to, and then paused, meaning they will have to start over and then quickly lose interest. I know that from experience. Anyway, what do you think? Let me know via Instagram at Society of Strife Podcast. Now, let's talk season 3. First of all, season 3 will not feature a series. Instead, each story will be independent of the other. Sure, there will be parts, but you won't have to start listening from the first episode of the season to the last, just so you can understand the nuances of the story. Let me give you an example. For season 2, I started with Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Hiroshima and Nagasaki led to the start of the Atomic Age, which indirectly led to Chernobyl. As if the bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki weren't enough, the bikini tests happened. If you didn't start listening from the first episode, Hiroshima, to the last, the bikini tests, then you most likely didn't understand what I was alluding to. And that's why I want season 3 to be different. I want every story to be independent of the other, you know, to be its own little universe. Before I end, I'd like to thank every single person who has supported this show, whether by being a patron or by sharing this podcast. You guys are the lifeblood of this podcast, and it is also because of you that we are now entering our third season. Believe it or not, we may be entering our third season, but so far I've made exactly $0 in revenue. That's how messed up the podcasting industry is. To our new listeners, thank you so much for listening to the show, and I do hope that you'll join us for our third season. Trust me, it is going to be fantastic. Anyway, that's all from me. Thank you for listening, and most of all, thank you for your support. If you haven't become a supporter yet, I hope that you will become one soon. Next week, I'll start releasing new episodes, so mark it in your calendars, and I will see you then. Until next week, goodbye.